Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield, who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DiMaggio scores. Pesci moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesci scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesci fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Outlaw moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Art Houdeman now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Pesky scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a pop-up towards short. LePond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Houdeman. Stevens scores. Goodman moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Tebbets scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parnell moves to second. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parnell scores. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lipon hits a line drive into right field. Spence picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spence. Lipon moves to third. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Lipon scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Parnell hits a line drive towards the mound. Overmyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Overmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lapon moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico juggles the ball. That's an error on Vico. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mullen. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Spence moves to third. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spence who is chasing the ball. Mullen reaches third base with a triple. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullen scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Vico is hit by the pitch. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vico moves to second. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Stubby Overmeyer. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hutchinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Parnell takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parnell moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mullen who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Goodman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sam Vecco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vecco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Vecco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Stringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Parnell hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Parnell covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Lepon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.